All right, right about now, give it up for a very special Alpha Tech guest, Young MC.
What's up, Alpha Tech? I got a bunch of computer holes. Can somebody fix it for me? This here's the jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females to get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are dancing, they glad to show a body. Chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Boy Dexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served as a stone cold luncheon. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. Girls start walking, cops start walking. Sits down next to you and start talking. Says she wanna dance because she likes the groove. Come on, fatso, just say yeah! Say oh yeah! Say bust the move! Say bust the move! Let me hear you say yeah!
I want you to have a key to my place.
Wow. I had no idea we were at that point in our relationship.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Where is she?
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback to warm nights, almost left behind.
Back home, I don't get to act the way I do with you.
That's why I don't have a back home.
I know. You're so cool. Mr. Empty Backpack.
You know about my backpack?
I Googled you.
You did.
It's what us modern girls do when we have a crush.
Does it bother you?
It depends. Is the bag empty because you hate people or because you hate the baggage that they come along?
I don't hate people. I'm not exactly a hermit.
You just don't want to be tied down with the whole responsibility thing?
I don't know what originally sparked the backpack. Probably needed to be alone. Recently, I've been thinking that I needed to empty the backpack before I knew what to put back in it.
Fly standby, make a meeting in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Aw, that made you feel cheap.
That's all right. Just leave the money on the dresser.
I'll text you later so we can swap schedules.
Hey. I really like you.
I like you too.
Good. Go catch a plane.
Last night, it was kind of out of hand. I said things. Not actually sure everything that I said. But I didn't want you to think.
Just relax. It was nice to see you cut loose. So did you wake him up or slip out?
What?
This morning, your new friend. Did you wake him up for an awkward goodbye, or did you just slip out and make him feel like a whore?
I just left.
Protocol's always tricky.
What happened to Alice?
She had to leave town early to get to a meeting.
Too bad. Where's she live?
Chicago.
You gonna go in and see her?
I don't really have that kind of relationship. Try right over there. That's right.
What kind of relationship do you have?
You know, casual.
Sounds pretty special.
It works for us.
Don't you think there's a future there?
I never really thought about it. What's going on here?
Really never thought about it?
No.
How can you not think about that? How does it not even cross your mind that you might want a future with someone?
It's simple. You know that moment when you look into somebody's eyes and you can feel them staring into your soul and the whole world goes quiet just for a second?
Yes.
Right, well, I don't.
You're an asshole.
No, look, I'm just digging around. Come on, give me a hand.
Don't you think it's worth giving her a chance?
A chance to what?
A chance at something real.
Natalie, your definition of real is going to evolve as you get older.
Can you stop condescending for one second, or is that one of the principles of your bullshit philosophy?
Bullshit philosophy?
The isolation, the traveling, is that supposed to be charming?
No, it's simply a life choice.
It's a cocoon of self-banishment.
Wow, big words.
Screw you.
Now, screw you too.
You have set up a way of life that basically makes it impossible for you to have any kind of human connection. And now this woman comes along and somehow runs the gauntlet of your ridiculous life choice and comes out on the other end smiling just so you can call her casual? I need to grow up. You're a 12-year-old.
Oh, the gauntlet. Detroit guys can be tough. They've been getting hammered, so you don't get distracted. Stick with the simple stuff. You get these packages in their hand, and you get them out the door, okay?
Hey, welcome to Detroit.
What's going on here?
I've been looking at those great numbers over the last few days. I thought maybe we should just nut up and give this a try.
We use a little more time.
Well, you got to leave the nest at some point, huh?
This is a real company, Craig. We're here to do some damage.
I know. It's a good thing we brought our best, okay? Let's stop screwing around.
Right, just give me a minute to prepare and get my things together.
I was thinking that Natalie was going to take this one.
She's hardly ready for that.
I've been watching her results the last few days. She's great.
This is a whole other animal.
You know, she created it and everything, right? Hey, Natalie, are you not up for it?
Yeah, I'm game.
That's my girl.
Just remember, don't apologize. Don't tell them how hard this is for you. Today's one of the worst days they're ever going to have in their life. How we feel doesn't even compare.
Got it.
All right, just keep it professional. You'll be fine.
What's all this? What's going on?
Hello, Mr. Samuels. I wish I were here with better news. However, your position here at Wertheimer's is no longer available.
What are you talking about?
You've been let go.
Just like that? Who are you?
My name is Miss Keener, and I'm here today to talk about your options.
I worked for this company for 17 years, and they sent a fourth grader to can me. What the fuck is this?
Perfectly normal to be upset. However, the sooner you can tell yourself, the greater opportunities are waiting for you.
Opportunities, I'm 50.
Go 更多资料尽在人人听你网 www.rrting.com。